gives new meaning to Boys in the Hood. We'll be back with Mr. Rogers. Can we talk about kids just for a minute, kids today? You know, we all grew up with you. And I see things going on out there, kind of worries me. I wish more people would watch Mr. Rogers instead of some of the things you see going on. I had a kid tell me the other day, I said, be good, you don't want to end up in a box. And he told me, he said, hey, I'm already dead, brother. There's an attitude out there. There's some things going on. There's a lot of hopelessness. What do we need to do?
Weighs heavy on all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And there's no simple answer, of course. But if we could, through television programs, as well as every other imaginable program, let people know that each one of us is precious. Let everybody know that we have value in this life.
It all starts in the home. We can never underrate how important that is to our young people. But I think all of us just have to do one thing with one person. If we all take one kid and say, I'm going to make sure he gets through it, I think that could make the difference. But we all have to get involved and realize that there is a problem without a riot coming north of Wilshire, you know?
And always to look for the helpers. My mother always told me, look for the helpers. You know, the news is always so awful. But there are times when people will come right around the corner and do something wonderful for somebody.
Perfect guest for the night and a perfect audience to receive him. This is Mr. Rogers.